liftoff in Kazakhstan. A new crew heads to the space station. New safety recommendations for experimental amateur-built aircraft. And a Chinese industrialist is the man behind the Hawker Beechcraft deal. This is Aero News for Monday, July 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Three new crew members are on their way to the International Space Station. NASA flight engineer Sunita Williams, Russian Soyuz commander Yuri Melenchenko, and Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency flight engineer Akihiko Hoshida blasted off from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan at about 10:40 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday. Williams, Melenchenko, and Hoshida are scheduled to dock their Soyuz spacecraft to the station just after midnight Tuesday morning. They will join Expedition 32 commander Gennady Padalka of the Russian Federal Space Agency and flight engineers Joe Asaba of NASA and Sergei Revin of Russia, who have been aboard the orbiting laboratory since May 17th. The six crew members will work together for about 2 months. Then Asaba, Padalka, and Revin are scheduled to return to Earth on September 17th. With Oshkosh just around the corner, the NTSB has issued a lengthy list of recommendations to the FAA concerning the operation of experimental and amateur-built aircraft. The recommendations address the certification and flight testing of new experimental amateur-built aircraft and the training of the builders and test pilots of these aircraft, as well as of pilots who buy an EAB as a used aircraft. The recommendations are derived from the NTSB's safety study, entitled The Safety of Experimental Amateur-Built Aircraft. It was adopted on May 22nd. The NTSB has issued 16 safety recommendations, 12 of which are addressed to the FAA. For a detailed discussion of these recommendations, we invite you to log on to www.aero-news.net and read more about it there. As the 45-day clock continues to tick on the Hawker Beechcraft bankruptcy deal with Superior Aviation Beijing, new details are being learned about who's behind the $1.8 billion deal. Media reports by the Associated Press and USA Today have followed the money back to a man known as the Helicopter King of China, Shenzong Shang. According to these reports, Superior is 60% owned by Beijing Superior Aviation Technology, which is wholly owned by Shang and his wife, Quen Wang. Shang is also chairman of at least two other companies that were involved in the 2009 bankruptcy buyout of American helicopter manufacturer Brantley International of Coppell, Texas. They were makers of the B-2B light helicopter. Today, that helicopter is fully manufactured in China by one of Shang's companies. Superior has given repeated assurances that it will work to keep Hawker Beechcraft's production in the United States and retain the 7,400 employees in Wichita, Little Rock, and elsewhere. Boeing's annual pilot and technician outlook released last week projects the need for almost 500,000 pilots in the coming 20 years, and that has industry analysts worried. Their overriding fear is that airlines will hire lower-caliber pilots as they struggle to fill seats in the cockpit. A pilot shortage is already evident in the Asia-Pacific region, with many airlines hosting job fairs here in the United States to recruit pilots from the thousands who've been furloughed thanks to bankruptcies and mergers. Even U.S. officials admit concern that the rising global demand for pilots, the expected wave of retirements soon to come, and new regulations that makes training more difficult could result in a pilot shortage right here at home. Well, Gamma says it welcomes the agreement by the Committee on Aviation Environmental Protection of the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, on a metric to measure CO2 emissions of aircraft types with varying technologies. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce stated, quote, "This agreement is to be celebrated. It demonstrates the seriousness with which the aviation community and the business aviation sector in particular take their environmental responsibility," end quote. The agreement was announced at CAEP's steering group meeting on July 11th last week in St. Petersburg of the Russian Federation. It is hoped that the ICAO can develop a CO2 policy that can be approved by everyone, since the EU's controversial program has been rejected by the United States and virtually every other non-EU country in the world. When Aero News continues, WingX comes to the aid of those flying to Oshkosh. SpaceX reaches another milestone with its Dragon, and it's a new moon.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We continue now with Aero News for Monday, July 16th. I'm Glenn Moyer. You know, flying into AirVenture gets busy enough, so WingX Pro 7 has tried to make it a bit easier. WingX Pro 7 now includes the AirVenture Notum. You can display the Notum full screen, or better yet, display it split-screen mode together with your route shown on a track-up sectional. This functionality will work during the free trial period, so if you know of a pilot flying into AirVenture, have them download WingX Pro 7 and just sign up for the free trial, and then have the best navigation system into AirVenture right on your iPad. And speaking of AirVenture, A&M's team leader Jim Campbell is already in Oshkosh setting up our mobile office and studios in preparation for another year of A&N's unparalleled coverage of EAA's AirVenture. A&N staffers will be roaming from the flight line to the campground and all points in between, bringing you the latest breaking news and behind-the-scenes stories as only we can do. Remember, too, Airborne will stream live every night of the AirVenture experience at 8 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, we'll have the latest news daily right here on this AeroCast. Icon Aircraft announced that its A5 light sport aircraft will be powered by the new Rotax 912 IS engine. The two companies collaborated during the development of both the Rotax 912 IS engine and the A5 aircraft to ensure a seamless integration of the new Rotax. The new fuel-injected power plant will be the launch engine initially available in the A5, for which Icon has already taken over 750 deposits. The 912 IS will deliver between 38 and 70% better fuel efficiency and is simpler to operate, placing fewer demands on the pilot, making flying a lot more fun. Like the 912 ULS carbureted engine, the IS can operate on aviation or automobile gasoline. And for those interested in the new Rotax 912 IS, or any Rotax power plant for that matter, expert Phil Lockwood will be hosting two popular seminars on the little engines that can. Lockwood seminars will be on Tuesday and Thursday at Oshkosh. For those unable to attend Oshkosh, there's a newly designed website, www.lockwood.aero, that includes detailed exploded drawings of the engines, among other new features. Rotax engines command a 75% share among LSA and light kit-built aircraft. Well, Space Exploration Technologies, known otherwise as SpaceX, has completed an important design review of the crewed version of its Dragon spacecraft. In the June 14th review, SpaceX provided details about each phase of a potential crewed mission. In the June 14th review, SpaceX provided details about each phase of a potential crewed mission. The review included analysis on Dragon's Super Draco launch abort system and how it would perform if an emergency were to occur during launch or ascent. The review also outlined plans for getting astronauts away from danger quickly and safely on the way to low Earth orbit, in space, and during their return home. The completion of this review keeps SpaceX on track to fly astronauts into space in 2015. SpaceX is one of seven companies developing commercial crew transportation capabilities to ferry U.S. astronauts to and from low Earth orbit and the International Space Station. Well, it's not a moon over Miami. It's not a June moon, or even a blue moon, but it is a new moon around the planet Pluto. Discovered by a team of scientists using the Hubble telescope, the moon is estimated to be irregular in shape and 6 to 15 miles across. It's in a 58,000-mile diameter circular orbit about the planet. This is the fifth moon now known to be orbiting Pluto. While it may not be even a harvest moon, and it may not inspire a moonlight serenade, the detection of this newest moon will help scientists to navigate NASA's New Horizons spacecraft through the Pluto system in 2015, when it is scheduled to make an historic and long-awaited high-speed flyby of that distant world. Well, that's a wrap for this AeroCast, because I've got a sudden craving for a moon pie. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.